Everybody, setting a solid foundation for your business is what we are going to talk about today. Why is it so important, but why is it so hard? That's the big question. I think we all know why it's so important, but why is it so difficult to set yourself up for success with a foundation that support sustainability, balance in your life, but also allowing you to continue to do what you love. And that's the key, right? Happiness comes with a bunch of, you know, different parts of our business, but ultimately we want to lead off with doing what we love. And I think for most of us, we know that doula care and working with, you know, people who are pregnant and postpartum and all things, you know, in between that, are what we love to do. So we can kind of check that off. But how do we get the balance piece? How do we get the sustainability piece? That's kind of what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to give you some, you know, key points, things, boxes to check, I guess, you know, for your business on how to have all of those things align. You want to have a business that promotes growth, but also, you know, stability throughout. And I think, you know, it's difficult because we're always getting more and more clients and we're always making sure that we are taking care of them, but also on the other end, making ends meet, right? You want to, again, have that part that you love, but it also has to be, you know, financially rewarding for you, whatever that looks like, right? And that's different for everyone. But you also have to make sure that you are getting in all of the things that you love for yourself and your life, not only the wants, but the needs. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is what I call lifestyle mapping. And that is like the very first piece of the puzzle. So figuring out what else in your life that, you know, feels like a priority, family, So family stuff, hobbies, other things you love, self-care. You have to prioritize yourself too, right? Some of us have other jobs. You obviously have to prioritize and make time for that stuff. And then whatever time is left, you backfill with business stuff. So you are never overstepping those boundaries of time with your family. And I will say, probably like the being strict with those boundaries took me a really long time to perfect. It is very difficult in this line of work to have solid boundaries. Clients need us, and they don't always have good boundaries with us because we don't set those boundaries. I'm guilty of it all the time, and it's really funny because with my agency, I'm the first one that clients always talk to. They always have my cell phone number, and it's more for just chit chat, checking in, like it's not for like, oh my God, if it's an emergency. And sometimes, you know, they will text with things that they need from me, but I feel like they know that I'm up late. And because they are up feeding a baby, they feel like it's 100% okay to text me at 11:15 with a question about something or, you know, a vacation they're taking or a schedule or whatever. Like their doula's there, so they probably have already chatted with them about it. So I feel like I have not set a good boundary for that. But on the other end, I'm up and I don't actually care. I kind of love having that, you know, nightly interaction with clients and also with doulas. I do most of my scheduling from like 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. with my doulas via text because I know they're up with clients. They know I'm up and it just feels like a good time to do that. In the morning, you know, they're going home, going to sleep. I'm getting my kids off to school. And then I have a day filled with like other stuff for my business. Not that I can't take time, but it just seems like a perfect time. Kristen, happens with your sleep training clients? Yes, yes, of course it does, right? Because that's when they're up and that's when they need the most from you. So you have every right, Kristen, to say, you know, here's my plan for you. My business hours are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 7 a.m., 7 p.m. or whatever. And that's the time they can correspond with you. But if it feels like, you know, you don't have to have those strict boundaries, which I don't feel like I have to have because, like I said, I'm up. No one's bothering me. No one's waking me up until I find a reason to not be taking those texts. And there are definitely nights where I leave them till the morning. But if I'm up, it's my pleasure to get back with a client. And honestly, that's one of the things that separates my agency from possibly other agencies, that I have that connection with clients. It gets very personal and I'm available. And that's really important to me. It's not just a business. It also, it bleeds into like me as a person and the way I care for our clients. So I love it. And Kristen says she's on the same level. So you get me. But it does, you should have strict boundaries. And that's a big thing. So kind of figuring out the lifestyle mapping piece, what your other obligations are, and then what you have capacity for in terms of your business. So if your business is all one-on-one, hands-on care, you have nothing virtual, nothing else, then you have to make sure that time frame with a client, whether it's 8 or 10 hours in the overnight or daytime or a longer birth, you have to make sure that fits into your schedule somehow. It fits into your daily, weekly, monthly schedule somehow, so you're not always neglecting other things that are important to you. It will weigh on you mentally and emotionally. And it's not as rewarding financially when you're working, you're making good money, but you're also, you know, giving up other things in your life that may not have like an amount attached to them, but nevertheless, they are equally important. So I think the lifestyle mapping thing is important. Setting goals is also important. So you want to make sure that you are setting, you know, small goals to get to a big goal. Maybe the big goal is your 1-year plan, your 3-year plan, your 5-year plan, whatever it is, you need to set goals to achieve that bigger one. And you want to make sure, again, those goals, you're setting them appropriately that fit into the time that you have in your life, your personal life, your work life, to get those done. Now, it's not easy when you're 40, 50, 60, 70 hours with clients to have time for your family, time for yourself, time to sleep, time to eat, and then time to, you know, not just set the goals, but, you know, execute the goals so you, you know, fulfill them. That is when burnout starts to creep in. That's when we realize our business is not sustainable. And the last thing on earth I want for any of you is to go back to a 9-to-5 that you came from. There's a reason why you left it. I don't want you to go back. And I also don't want you to do something else, maybe not your 9-to-5, but do something else because you could not get your doula business or your birth business running in a way that benefits you, benefits your family, benefits your bank account, benefits your community, and also benefits every one of your clients. So that's really important. You want to set goals, financial ones. You want to set business goals. You want to set lifestyle goals. You want to set community impact goals. All of those things, you know, are important and have to align. And that is not easy. It is not easy to have all of that balance. You have to be very intentional with how you build your business. And it has to have a solid foundation. So imagine, like, you know, I always think of the game of Jenga. If you build it and it's not perfectly square and it's all wonky, right? The first piece you take out, it's gonna fall, right? You have to build the solid foundation for things not to topple. If you don't have a solid foundation and you try to keep building on top of it, it is not going to work. It is not going to be strong. You are not going to be able to continue to build. It is going to fall out from under you. There goes your birth business, right? That is what we're trying to get away from. And I think the third thing is, you know, as you are setting these goals, as you are figuring out how to build your business, what are you going to add for, you know, your different offers, your different services? They cannot all be things that are in person. You cannot be a birth doula and add postpartum and add in-person childbirth ed and add placenta encapsulation. There is not enough time in the day, in the week, in the month to do all those things and dedicate enough, you know, heart and soul and energy and time to them for it to be rewarding to you. Forget the monetary piece of it. You will have no time for yourself. And if you don't take good care of yourself, what do we always say? You won't be able to take good care of everyone. If you're not well, if you're always sick, you're going to be calling out of different things, and then your clients and the people that you're, you know, teaching are going to be left with nothing. So building a business with a, you know, a structure that supports growth, it supports stability, it supports your personal well-being is of the utmost importance. And I've experienced that. So when I started, I was a postpartum doula, a birth doula, a childbirth educator. I did lactation visits, all these things in person. I became a trainer for postpartum doula care and for lactation educator. All of those were in person. And then, you know, now they're virtual and a mix of both. And I love them all the same, but there's not enough time to do all of these things for all of these clients. So what I did for my business is I wanted to keep doing all those things for all the clients, but I knew that it couldn't be me. And as all of these things are happening, clients are coming and coming and coming, and I'm, you know, trying to take care of everyone. And again, like, there's just not enough time to do that. You end up being booked months out. You end up saying no, you know, I have this person who can help take care of you. And then you end up sort of doing all of the scheduling and the placing of people and the phone calls and all the things. So I just moved my business into more of an agency model. I didn't want to give up any clients. I didn't want to give up any of the services or the offerings that I had for them, but I knew I couldn't do it all myself. And I didn't want to make everything a virtual offer or a digital offer. There are definitely some things that need to be in person. And we saw that during the pandemic. I think, you know, birth doula care for a while was fine, you know, virtually. It was a much better option than no support, right? And especially where the hospitals had, you know, crazy rules. Postpartum care never really took off because that is such a hands-on, physical, face-to-face, I feel your energy, you feel my energy type of thing. Lactation, I feel like still people like virtual, but not for postpartum and not for a lot of the other things. And certainly now not for birth doula, right? I mean, we know that it's much better in person, but you can't have everything stacked all day in front of someone. You have to drive there. I mean, a lot of times we don't take into account the hours that we're driving, the gas money, the food that we're eating during the day. I mean, all of these things are, you know, real expenses in our business. So how do we shift that? How do we still take some things in person and then, you know, kind of disperse the other things into virtual offers, into digital offers? I definitely have that in my business, but I was able to build with contractors to still have every other service and offer that needs to be in person, all day, every day. So we don't have to say no to prospective clients or inquiries because we have the power to still take care of them. It's just power in numbers. So building an agency, I think, was a very important part of my journey. It, I think, saved my business in a lot of ways and allowed it to grow. It allowed me to build. Now, the agency is still the backbone of everything for me. It supports my postpartum doula trainings, my lactation educator trainings. It supports all my business courses. It supports me traveling to speak at different things. It supports my trainings that are, you know, not in the New England area or not virtual. And so I think, you know, that is one of the things that I really focus on when I'm working with other doulas who are ready to make that leap into something. But what is that something? For a lot of us, it is an agency model. And there are so many different ways we can build that agency model. And it has to be right for your lifestyle, for your doula community. It also depends on the state that you're in, right? There's different rules and regulations everywhere. But you want to have a steady flow of work. You want to still be able to care for the community. You want to be financially stable. You want to have, you know, ample time for your family to enjoy the fruits of your labor. And I think for me and for a lot of you, the agency model is most definitely the way to go to have a business that has no cap on caring for clients. It has no cap for how much, you know, revenue is coming in. And it really has no cap on the capabilities for building more, right? You want to have things in your business that are easily scalable. So that would be, you know, digital courses that I have, 10 people can buy it tomorrow, 1,000 people can buy it tomorrow. That is not requiring any more of my time or energy or, you know, monetary investment for those extra people to buy it. I've already spent the time, spent the money in creating it. Yes, I have to, and we talked about this. I have to market it and sell it and launch it and nurture my audience. And I'm constantly, you know, DMing people and emailing people and texting people that are taking my courses, not just, you know, questions that they have or not just additional support, but just thanking them or they're thanking me or just some sort of light exchange like that. So the rest of that does take time, but it's not the same kind of time that you have to dedicate to in-person care. And I think that is really, really important. So the foundation of your business needs to be something extremely solid that is sustainable, that will take you from now until whenever you decide that this is no longer for you. And the beauty of an agency, it can also be a legacy for passing it off to someone else. Whether it's someone in your family, your kids, whether it's a colleague, however it looks, it never has to end. And even into retirement, I think about this sometimes when I'm thinking about, you know, what it's going to look like. And of course, you know, your first thought is like, you're on the beach somewhere. Like, I know that's not what retirement is going to look like, but I don't ever have to stop running this agency because I don't have to specifically be anywhere. Most of the time I'm not, you know, stuck in a specific schedule. Yes, I block off time for potential clients, but at some point maybe I delegate to someone, you know, I hire someone to do that. I mean, right now I do a lot of that myself because I enjoy it and it's important to me. Things that are, you know, non-negotiable for delegating are things that require my face and my personality. That is my brand. So that is what I want people to see first and foremost in the agency. Maybe someday it won't be, I don't really know, but you know, retirement now seems like something that feels much more comfortable because it brings so many more options. You know, the saving for retirement piece, I mean, that is much easier too when your business is larger, you have more clients, you have more contractors, you have more income coming in, but you also have other offers that, you know, are somewhat passive, you know, in the income department. You should have multiple streams of income in your business that come in from different things in different ways. That's another way to have a strong foundation that will support other ventures and other things that you're doing in your business. So I hope that is super helpful. It is, again, of the utmost importance to build a solid foundation so that way you can have everything else balanced, right? You can have sustainability. You can have a love for your business. You can have enough money coming in to support whatever, however you want your lifestyle to be. And again, that is so different for everyone. But what's the same for everyone is that you can't have that without that strong foundation. So for me, that's my agency. And for a lot of you, I know you want it to be your agency, your future agency. So again, that is something that I'm so passionate about, helping solo doulas transform and move into that doula agency model. So send me a message, comment, you know, any way that you want to let me know you want to have this conversation or you're ready to make that move, I am ready to help you do it. So have a wonderful rest of the day, guys.